This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have back Phil Stasek. He is the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and our good friend Vicky Impoco, board member and past president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. And they're here to talk about a very important topic today. It will be the Thursday event held at Front Street Civic Center, Thursday, November 1st, 6:30 p.m. Phil, tell us a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance.
The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for civil rights, for the environment. And this month, we're going to be talking about voter education. For those who have already voted, you know that the majority of the ballot is about the amendments to the Florida Constitution. Now, those that have not yet voted, those that are getting ready to vote in the coming week and a half, are going to be shocked when they see their ballot, because it is full of information that many people are ill-informed or completely ignorant of. And these are 12 amendments to the Florida Constitution that we're all going to be voting on, and most people don't know anything about it. So we're trying to fix that. And that's why Vicky's program, putting together this instructional opportunity to learn about what these amendments are, so important.
It's everyone's responsibility to educate themselves about these proposed amendments. There are 12 of them on the ballot this year, and they cover everything from oil drilling off our coast to the restoration of felon voting rights, outlawing dog racing, proposal to require 2/3 of the legislature vote to approve or increase new taxes rather than a simple majority. So there are a huge number of issues that are covered, and we need to know how we want to vote on those issues.
Vicky, both of us got a chance to actually go to the Constitutional Revision Commission hearing at the King Center several months ago, and it was pretty obvious that this was a bizarre political exercise. We are the only state in the United States that goes through this process once every 20 years, and it seems to have devolved into some bizarre partisan act. But the voters need to vote for the right things. They need to understand which amendments are important and which ones aren't. The League of Women Voters has a series of recommendations that they're making. There are several other organizations across the state that have stepped forward and done the research and are giving advice.
We're trying to convince everyone to be informed before you go and vote. And remember, every election is determined by the people who show up. We have a terrific lineup of panelists that will be addressing all of the amendments, why they are good, why they're bad, why we should support them, who sponsored them. Start off, we have Space Coast League of Women Voters, our good friend Tony Dutton and Diane Conaway. They'll be giving us a little background about the process, about the Constitution Revision Panel, who essentially is comprised of 37 commissioners. All of them are appointed by whichever party is in control in Tallahassee. Essentially, whichever party is in control can revamp our entire Constitution. We also have Chris Curtis, who's the president of the Brevard chapter of the ACLU, and he'll be mostly speaking about and addressing Amendment 4. We also have Barbara Benier and David Dobson from Yes on 13.
Just to flash back, Amendment 4 is about restoring felons' rights, and 13 is about greyhound racing.
One of the things that has been pointed out over and over the last few weeks is that these amendments have been bundled together with items that aren't even related to each other. So it's kind of a choice. Do I vote for what I want and lose this, or do I vote against it?
So we encourage everybody that has not yet voted, please come to our event. Make an educated, informed decision before you mark your ballot. And it's important that you do vote. It is our honor to be able to present this to all the citizens of Brevard County.
Vote. Learn about all the amendments on Thursday, November 1st, 6:30 p.m., Front Street Civic Center, free and open to the public. And if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to their website, which is
scpaflorida.com.